to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Welcome once again to the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown and company here, along with Gary Baker. And it's time in the program for us to check in with Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News, and take a look at some of the headlines that are in MI Tech News this week. Mike, how are you doing today?
Great, glorious day. Got a lot done, non-work related, so it was wonderful.
That is really good. Hey, let's take a look at some of your headlines, because there are some really interesting ones here. One that I noticed was there is a record leap in the years 2014 to 2016 in global temperatures, and it's been the biggest leap in temperatures since 1900.
Yeah, listen to this statistic. The Earth's average surface temperature climbed 1.6 degrees Fahrenheit from the year 1900 to 2013. Now, in 2014 through 16, it increased by another 0.43 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, huh?
Yikes, in just that short time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wonder when somebody is going to take global warming seriously.
Well, and now they're saying about because of the thawing taking place up in the Arctic and Antarctic, additional carbon dioxide is being released from the thawed, decaying matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even know what there could be. All sorts of interesting stuff in that ice that's been frozen for, millions of years.
It
sounds like a horror story, doesn't it?
They were talking about viruses that might be rekindled.
Oh, my.
You know.
Ugh. We need a good freeze. I mean, a long freeze. Another ice age wasn't, but that'll cure things. By the way, who did that study, Mike?
University of Michigan that led it, and there was folks from the University of Arizona. So this is a collegiate study, meaning, you know, nobody has an axe to grind or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's just
tell
it like it is, you know? So.
Wow. That's fascinating. This next one, I couldn't help but laugh. And we were talking about, you know, having tin hats on in the last segment. It's what to do when your smartphone tells you a ballistic missile is headed your way.
Yes, our good friends at CNET, I borrowed their story. I hyped it here. But as everybody knows, it was like, 38 minutes or 40 minutes or something that everybody's smartphones, including visitors in Honolulu, probably all over the islands, it said to them, a ballistic missile is incoming. This is not a drill.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. It was a mistake. Somebody in the communications area for, you know, emergency stuff hit the wrong switch. If Trump had been all over that, he could have seen that as a provocation, and he could have launched missiles. I mean, that's how scary that was.
I have a friend that heard that. They were on vacation in Hawaii and took cover. They tried to get in out of the way wherever they could. And 38 minutes later, after trembling, trying to figure out what's going to happen, 38 minutes later, they found out, it was just a mistake.
No. They found out right away, within 5 minutes, but the governor lost their password and had to get it recovered. That's why they took the additional 32 minutes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse.
God.
You know? So,
my God.
So anyway, if you go to go to my website, there's a story there. It has a really nice FAQ from CNET. But essentially, if a ballistic missile is coming in, I guess you just pour yourself a stiff drink and wait, right? I
mean, the thing I really like to know is in 9 months, when they run a statistic, is the birth rate accelerated?
Yeah.
Well, Gary says he'll motor out into the Atlantic, right?
that's my plan.
All right. And another one. This is kind of an interesting one. Another headline you have there was a U of M study finds that vehicle ownership and miles driven is rising.
Yeah. But not as high as it was way back when. I mean, if we go back to 2006, we're still below that. But it's been a nice upward trend after the debacle that we had in the first decade in this state where we just got hammered. So, I mean, now people are buying cars again. It's not up to where it was in 2006, but it's certainly advancing.
Yeah, I was around, matter of fact, for that. That was the cusp for us just before things crashed, was the incredible sales that were going on. And we all, at that time, I was working for a company called Daimler Chrysler.
Heard of them,
and
yeah.
You heard of them. And the thought going around was, how long can this continue? This, you know, bubble cannot get, I mean, how many people are buying new, how many new cars can people buy? And eventually it's going to receive. And it was shortly after that that we went through that enormous crash. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Mike.
And on the flip side, that was a four-year depression. I've never gone through a four-year depression. Yep. That was really hard, you know.
Yeah, I lost a lot during that time, including, you know, a job, and it was a really challenging time for us as a family. So, yeah, I agree with you. That was a hard time. Mike, MI Tech News is a free service that you have. Tell people about how often it comes out.
Well, it's on 24/7. I mean, you come to the website, you can listen to the show. You can listen to my show with Matt Roush. You can listen to a number of shows that I partner with because we have those podcasts anchored there. You can watch videos and get your news that way. And then on Wednesdays and Fridays, we send out an email newsletter blast to about 5,000 folks, which includes emails that you provided and Gary provided and I did and people who have since signed up. So it keeps me busy.
I bet it does. You also, I notice, have a video assets in there now. And as a matter of fact, we are looking at one to talk about for today.
Oh, on IoT Tech Connect, you mean?
Yes.
I think you're allowing me to put in a shameless plug. Thank you very much. So Rick Becker from Cloud Tech One and I have been working on this for about 10 months. And so on April 4th at the Troy Marriott, we're having this big event that's focused on Michigan IoT. The Planet M folks from MEDC are the title sponsor. Tanya Matthews from the Michigan Science Center is our MC. We're going to have STEM training, autonomous vehicles, connected tech, VR, AR, and everybody's going to be able to play with the stuff, take a look at the stuff, and it's all going to be Michigan stuff.
That's cool.
So,
and
we're going to
be there as well. I'll be there with a little display for the Internet Advisor. And we look forward to greeting people as they come to this IoT Tech Connect. It's going to be a great time. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Foster. Always a great time talking to you and even Captain Gary. So.
Have yourself a good weekend.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Talk to you later.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. That's Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News, and again, you can get that sent to you free of charge twice a week by going to mitechnews.com and putting in your email address, and you're on your way to receiving.